complete this interesting topic of Birchas Kriyas Shema. We had quite a bit of time on it already. And we had, as you may remember, different opinions of what Birchas Kriyas Shema is. It a Birchas HaMitzvah? Is it a Birchas HaShavach? Is it... Does it wear two hats? It's both, right? Or it's only limited by both, the Ritva. Or do we split, do you recall, that the Yotzer Roy is only Birchas HaShavach, and Abba wears two hats? All these sheets we went through. But we still have left with a little bit to discuss. But what's the halacha? Before Rabbi Haigon said that the tzibur davens early, which happens to us on a regular basis, what do you do? So the Rashba says in that base of an aleph, in the Sefer Brachos, if the tzibur davens early, even if there's no fulfillment of smicha skul tefillah, because that's my krishmir, it doesn't make a difference. Because tefillah and tzibur at night is more important than smicha skul tefillah at night. That's we pass on halacha that way. And Shulchan pass on that way. But the question becomes, why do you do what we do? Which is what? Daven with them, have tefillah and tzibur, have krishma, and again. So, what's Rashi's minig? Rashi's minig is you daven with the tzibur, and even though it's not a fulfillment of smicha, even if you'll say the Rashi said it's not a fulfillment of smicha of smicha school of tefillah, it doesn't matter. The tefillah of the tzibur is more important. Rashi is somewhere here. Okay, that's what the Rashi says. And the question becomes like this: if it's not a fulfillment of tefillah of the tzibur anyway. So why in the world should you do what we do? Do what Rav Shechter Shlita does. The other side of Rav Haigon, which is Daven Shmonesu with them, and Daven Shman Brich Rasel after the Tzeis HaKachovim. What you only gain, you don't lose. The Rav is worth an assumption now that if it's because it's too early, you don't fulfill Smichas Gula Tefillah. Afal Pikein, he says, it's still worth it. Tefillah Tefillah is more important. So you do what we do. But people do all the time, and you make an early Shabbos, for example. You daven with them, everything, and then you say Shema. You say Shema afterwards, is exactly what we do. Fine. The question becomes, if you work with an assumption that if you do not fulfill Smichas Gula Tefillah when you daven too early, because it's before this man, so then the best thing to do is to daven Shmones with them, have Tefillah B'Tzibur. And then at least you'll have Kriyas Shema D'Oraisa in Birchos Seor Bizman. Why doesn't the Rashba advocate that? Which is one of Rav Haigon's possibilities. So the simple answer is the Rashba may deny the existence of this heder of saying Kriyas Shema D'Oraisa al Seder HaBrachos. Remember the Rashba said in Shabbos Taftez, I told you, in the middle of a meal. You have to stop and say Kriyas Shema D'Oraisa. You stop and say Kriyas Shema D'Oraisa, and everything else is postponed until later. The Kodesh Rashba, you don't even have to say Shema again later at all. Rashba, you can completely separate Shema from the Brachos. Say Shema now, and the Brachos only later. You don't have to bother repeating the Shema. It's off of the Rashba. It's quoted Shulchan Aruch. So he denies the whole thing. His protagonist, the Ra'o, always fights with him. You know, the Rashba, he spent the whole year living every day. With the Rashba and the Ra, the Bedek Abayas, the Torah Abayas, the Mishmeres Abayas, it was going at it, these two. So the Ra is the one who makes a big deal of the creation of the Rais and Seder at Brachos. Yes, as Yosef quotes in the Siddur Me'avov, that's why if you're davening early, you should not have kavanah to be Yosef Shema, if they're going to make this mountain, spoke about that, the Ramah and the Siddur Me'avov. All right, wouldn't be the first talk. Fun. Rav Haigon, who says it's better than Davash Mesh with the Tzibur, say Krishna with the Brachos afterwards. Hold on, they're all fine. Good. The Vilna Gaon says you should never daven early. It's a Maaseh Rav. The Maaseh Rav quotes in Be'er Halacha in Siman Reish Lamed Hey. I'll read it to you one more time. You saw once before. I don't have a Maaseh Rav. I own a Maaseh Rav. I should look it up. Why don't we go home somewhere? I have a Maaseh Rav in my house. I don't think he says anything at all, though. He just says it Ma'aseh Rav says what he did, never explains with him why he did it. So he quotes the Ma'aseh Rav in two lines. The Ma'aseh Rav also on the Chay Kosa, the Mutar Lispal Aris Bismana Biyachid, the Mi'afshal Allah Esav Asar Bismana, that's what I said. He says it's better to daven Biyachidis later on. And don't daven a minyan at all. Why? It starts off Mutar Lispal Aris Bismana, which we interpreted to mean that, as we said already yesterday, we said before, Tfilas Arvis begins at Tetzik HaChavah. That's all. He doesn't hold from our Shtikl Torah that starts at Shkia. We have an offer of Mordechai Sin and Tzadif from the Gaonim, a Haigon. The Gaonim is also a Gaon. It can have a Haigon. And like the Mishnah Berurah seemed to hold, that the Ben HaShemosh is neither nor. It's neither Zman Mincha nor Zman Nair. We didn't like that because we had Tfilas Arab and Kevah, but if it's not Zman Mincha, Zman Nair, the building God himself says that Zman Mincha ends at Shkia. So you think he'd be the first person to advocate that Marv starts right then and there. No, we said it yesterday that he may hold the Ben HaShemosh is a no-fly zone. You can't have a Mincha, you can't have a Marv, you're not sure if it's day or it's night. That maybe, that's what we said tried yesterday. But the Bir Alocha answer is no. The actual lesson of Asara Bizman Kriyashna. And then he adds something very enigmatic. V'yach b'shabes da'ato sham, she is spalad b'zman adavka. So it's an extra chiddush that Shabbos is different. You might have thought Shabbos is different. So why would we think that Shabbos is different? This Vilna Gaon is very enigmatic. So if you learn it, like we learned yesterday, why is Shabbos different? Because Shabbos, we pass from the halacha, that even though normally, We never daven marv early, because since we usually daven mincha till shkia, we don't want to switch even from day to day. Friday night is different, because so set for Shabbos. You all know that. Most of you are in that same camp. We never daven marv early in the normal conditions. But when we did it once with a curfew on Shabbos, a crazy story. We don't normally daven marv and plug the mincha. We wait till after the sunset. Okay? But Friday night we're making. So the Vilna Gaon was not making. Even Friday night, he wouldn't daven early. Why not? That's my marriage. That's how we learned yesterday. Okay. So, fine. Right. Fine. That's my marriage. Right. If that's the case, we thought that from Shkia on would be okay. And maybe even the Vilna Gaon would say that from Shkia is okay. But the Bialoch doesn't say Zman Marav. He throws in Zman Krishna. Now, again, the Gora is an oracle. He didn't say, just Ma'aseh Rav. We don't know what he said. If I get home, if I find the Ma'aseh Rav, I'll be able to see, get a glimpse or a hint. If you go online and see a Ma'aseh Rav, I don't think you'll find anything here, really. If it's a Din of Kriya Shema, so then what's Pshat in the Vilna Gaon? Shalom is not Kriya Shema. There's no Kiyam of Smichas Gula Tefillah. And that's what the Vilna Gaon said in Siman Mem Vav. Remember that? That the Bialoch couldn't understand what he was saying? The Vilna Gaon said, don't daven with the tzibur daven too late. The rest of people's going to affect the Bialocha. Remember, why not? He's saying Shema, he's saying Gol Yisrael, he's saying Shema Esrei. What do we answer? According to the Gra, you have to have smichas kulu tefillah b'zman kriya shema. That's why when we have a tight squeeze, someone says daven at 8:30, and zman kriya shema is 9:08. You know, it's a little tough. So I always try to insist that I even get to Gol Yisrael in time for Sol zman kriya shema. Not just the Shema Lekei Menemis. Not just the Shema Hashem Hashem Achor. Different opinions of what you have, why you have to get. But because of this, it's the Gaon. Right? Oh, so the Gaon is the Shikasa. But the Gaon takes it a step further and says that Smicha's Gul and Tfilah at night is also more important than Tfilah B'tzivu. Against the Shulchan Aruch, against the Rashba, we pass it at night that Tfilah B'tzivu is more important than Smicha's Gul and Tfilah. So maybe the Vilna Gaon passes against the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe. If that's because even Ben HaShemoshes is no good, so then why do you bother saying Shabbos is unique? You know why? Because on Shabbos, believe it or not, there's some who say there's no Smirah School in Tzvi on Shabbos. Maybe it's a Shita. You ever hear of it? It's a wild Shita. Smirah School in Tzvi is a 6-day a week job. Who ever heard of it? Raise your hand. I thought I put it in the Mamakomos. Maybe I didn't. In Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, I believe it is, there are more rights in Yeshomim. Listen carefully. Smirah Zulut Tefillah only b'chol, not b'shabbos. Why? Because it's based on Yan Hashem Yom Tzara, Hashem Svurim Go'ali. We saw that Rashi Dav Dalim and Beis, and Shabbos not as Man Tzara. How do you like that? Yontif is a matzar. Pilei ploim. That's a Ramban. Kufin alaf alaf. And that's why the Vilna Gaon said, no, I deny that. Even on Shabbos, you have to have smiras gulutzi. This is all at night. The morning, the Vilna Gaon said we saw before, you have to do early. You can't have it with a minyan that misses his man. Like the Kriya Yitzchak, but not for his reason. Kriya Yitzchak made a new issa called the issa that says Shmama at the brachos. We said it's no such issa. So we had a different reason. Because you have to have smiras gulutzvila, bisman, Kriya Shma. That's the Vilna Gaon sheet. The problem is, what do you do with the Yerushalmi? Oh, yeah. If you remember yesterday's Shia. But an often Yerushalmi with three pshatim, the Balamor, the Raivan, and the Ramban. We said yesterday, according to both the Raivan and the Ramban, the pshuto, it comes out of the halacha that we should say that you're supposed to daven late with everybody else. Yeah? According to the Raivan, that's exactly what they did. That's what they did. And according to the Ramban, who said differently, but the Ramban was in Shita, so he minimized the importance of Smiras Kula Tefillah. Since we maximize that importance, so the presumption is we'd have to daven late. How can the Vilna Gaon say without it earlier? Here's my answer. The Vilna Gaon to Balamor. Balamor holds it's not to do anything. It's Chaf Dalet Brachos of Musaf. It bears no, has no bearing on our question. Has no bearing on our question. You can't take the Yerushalmi against the four or anything. Yerushalmi takes no stand on this topic. That's a simple answer. The Gaon will learn the Yerushalmi like the Balamor. And they all daven this mana. Balamor said, then he got together and said 24 brachos. And the Balamor said, Kein Musafin, not Dr. Musafin. I mean, they said the Kriya Shema for every single tefillah, close to that base. That's one of them. You want to get even fancier, you have a fancier shot. Why the Vilna Gaon is not against enough for the Yerushalmi. Listen carefully. The answer is Vilna Gaon is against enough for the Yerushalmi. But it doesn't matter. What does it matter? You may remember that we had chat in the Yerushalmi that when we spoke about Smiras Gula Tefillah, that Yerushalmi holds it's only a din in Tefillah. The Bavli holds is a din in Gula and a din in Tefillah. If you remember that, if you forgot, I'll try to refresh your memories very briefly. We don't want to repeat the whole shiur. But we had a, we passed in that it's both, right? It's both, right? The Meshuva Levi holds it's only din of it's only a din in it's Smiras Gula Tefillah is a din in Gula, but the Yerushalmi. Remember the fair Yerushalmi's mashal? You knock on the door, you go away, he goes away. We can suggest that Yerushalmi holds it's only a din in Tefillah. That's the only example. Yerushalmi never heard of Yom Hashem Yom Tzav. Yerushalmi says it's only a din in Tefillah. If it's only a din in Tefillah, but the mashal Rashi comes from the Yerushalmi. There's no distinction between day and night according to the Yerushalmi. And therefore, the rule is, Tefillah b'tzibur is more important than Smiras Gula Tefillah, not only by night, but even by day. That's the Yerushalmi according to the Ramban and the, at least according to the Raivan Shita, that's going to be the sort of the Yerushalmi, that Tefillah b'tzibur is more important than Smiras Gula Tefillah by night and by day. Yerushalmi like the Ramban held that way. Ramban was not a big fan of Smiras Gula Tefillah being so critical. Okay, that's Ramban Shita. That's what they did all the time. That's Tefillah B'tzibur, they were Mavata Smiras Gula Tefillah every single day. And they couldn't get it exactly right. They put the Mesikin or Tefillah B'tzibur. He was a minimalist as far as the importance of Tefillah of Smiras Gula Tefillah is concerned. And the Yerushalmi holds that way. But since we passed in like the Bavli, that is Tzvei Dinim, it's not a little Tefillah than a Geula. And therefore, Smiras Gula Tefillah is more important by day. Then Tefillah B'tzibur. And the Gaon holds that the Gaon of Smiras Gula Tefillah is my Krishna. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Not like the Krishna, for a different reason. That's more important to daven b'chilus with Smiras Gula Tefillah is my Krishna than to wait until the shul davens a little bit later. All right, it's against the Yerushalmi. Sure, it's against the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is actually tells us that Smiras Gula Tefillah is only done in the Tefillah. We pass this in the Gula as well, and that's how it works. That's how we suggest. Because the Bavli distinguishes between day and night, as we saw, based on Aflamit, and that's what he holds. The Vilna Gaon is clear what he holds. We hold the Pshuto against the Vilna Gaon in terms of Shachris and in terms of Maariv. We will say, we'll daven b'tzibur early Maariv. We do Friday after New Year's days and we make early Shabbos. And we also, in your stuck in a pinch, you're not going to go to the river there. And the shul business is not Krishna. We tell people to say Krishna alone, and then come to shul and daven with the tzibur. That's the psak that we have. And that's, I think, it's a correct psak. You know, it's against the Yitzchak, it's against the Grom. It's based on all the Yisrael you said until now. Ad kan, this part of the shir. Fine. Now, the following question. The Ramah says, in Siddur Nevov, we mentioned this before, if the tzibur may be late, what do you do? Don't take any chances. They may miss this man. The Ramah writes as follows. Look, I'm reading the word to the Ramah. The last line in Siddur Nevov. The Tovlom of Meshachas Arashma Yisrael Baruch Shem Kol Machus Olavor Kidif Amir Shor and Kriya Shem the Kroosu Shem of Izmana V'yotzei B'zeh. Okay. That's what he says. The question is, apparently, V'yotzei Smichas Kul Tzvila if they missed Izmana. Because if not, we just got through saying, Smichas Kul Tzvila is more important than Tzvila B'tzvila. So this fellow with the shoes going to daven late, what they should be doing is just follow the will of the God. And daven b'yechidus. Right? Daven b'yechidus. So, apparently we hold against the will of the God. So, yot yechidus, smichas kul tefila, even later on. Right? So the question becomes, wait, we just got to be saying that smichas kul tefila. Is it in the gula as well? In gula as well. And that's why, at night, Smichas Kul Tefila loses to Tefila B'Tzibur. But by day, if it's Tefila B'Tzibur, if it's a Din of Geula, if it's a Din of Geula, how can the Ramah say, if the team is running late, say this one possible Shema. Alright, so it was one possible Shema, it's a Raisa, that's the Din of Tefila. Fine. But if it's a Mevat, it's Smichas Kul Tefila. If it's a Din in Zman Krish, where the Vilna Gaon says, or the other Farish, Bira Gwar says, Einochav is a Lassus, but the Brachas, Gamma Yisbuch, Gula Tefila. So lots of love brachas my father to Rashi and there are no. You can say it's more important than Tefila B'Tzibur. But Smichas Kul Tefila according to the Gra, since he comes out against the Ramah. The question is, why is Ramah against the Gra? If we said that Smichas Kul Tefila is within the Gula as well, should it depend upon Zman Krishna, not just on Zman Tefila? So the answer maybe is follows. He's not sure they're going to miss it. He's hoping the father Mishal and Krishna are closer in case they happen to miss it. So Krishna is a din d'oraisa. You can't play games with din d'oraisa. You better say the first pas. But this din is Smichas Kul Tefila b'zman Krishna. That's such a chamur de gedin. And therefore, suffering bittul Smichas Kul Tefila is not enough to knock out Vada Tefila b'tzibur. And if that's the case, if you know for sure they're going to miss it, then the Ramah might agree Shadam b'yechidus, which is painful to say, because it's against what we said until now. But we have the following answer. We said that Smichas Kul Tefila depends on Zman Krishna. Why? Because Smichas Krishna and Tefila, the Vilna Gaon, what's the source for this? A Gemara that Yudala and the Beis. If you Kabbal Malchus Shemayim Yispala, in that order. But the truth is, really, think about it more carefully. What part of Shema connects to the Tefila? It's the third part of Shema. Tzias Mitzrayim. And the Emes V'yatzim, the Emes V'muna. That's really Smichas Gula Tefila. Shema V'em Shema has nothing about Gula whatsoever. There's nothing there. Okay? So we can suggest a new vote. That Smichas Gula Tefila, it doesn't depend upon Zman Tefila. Doesn't depend upon Zman Krishna. It depends upon the Zman of the third Parsha of Shema. Whenever you read the third Parsha of Shema, that's what we can fulfill. Smichas Gula Tefila. You may remember, Rashi HaKadosh said, you fulfill every single night when you daven too early. Krishma when Alamita. It's only one parsha. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What do you do with Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's the kasha which is raised by Rabbeinu Yonah. What did Rabbeinu Yonah say? It's only a ribui kol yom echayecha. You can fulfill it in shul. Okay. What about in the morning? The morning's not a ribui. It's Yumechayach, not Koy Yumechayach. Although maybe we'll get to that a little bit later when we start the second parak. So perhaps the opinion of the Ramah is like the Shagas Aryeh, that the zman for smichas gula tefillah depends upon yom. Excuse me. The zman for zechiras tzias mitzrayim is a function of day and night. Yom alayla yimecha yecha yom koymecha yecha leros has nothing to do with the zman of kriyishma, and therefore it's no problem. The Rambam is good. Even though smichas gula tefillah is in the gula, and therefore it's more important than tefillah b'tzibur. But the zman goes beyond zman kriyishma, because the zman of the geula of third parsha shema goes beyond. So that's better than that one, the tzibur. Meiridik. Another way to understand this Ramah, either because only a sub in the mitzvah zman, or in the valley of mitzvah zman, because the zman smilas kula tefillah is not a function of kriyishma, zman kriyishma, nor a function of zman tefillah. It's a function of zman mitzvahs, zechiras, etzias, mitzrayim. When is that according to Shagas Aryeh? All day! All day! So the perspective of this Micha school of Tzvi can be done at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You can't do it because the Chazal against the Kesef Mishnah said you can't do it. He said Birchas Krishma all day. We passed it against him. And so is man Birchas Krishma do the 10 or 12. You can't just feel school of Tzvi in that sense at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You can say by Omer, Ani Hashem Elokechem Emes and start Shmon Esrei, that you can do. But what? I said Mincha. They weren't even for that. But from 9 to 10 that the Rambam was talking about, it's man the third parsha of Shema all day. It's man Birchas Krishma for sure for that hour. And you can fulfill Smilas Gula Tefillah then. And you can say this even if you can't fulfill it from Plaga Mincha until Shkia, because Plaga Mincha until Shkia. It arguably, you can argue, is not yet not the third parsha of Shema. Rashi says it is. The Rashi says it's a review of Kol. You can say it doesn't matter, a review of Kol. So still, it depends upon Zman of day and night. And you can say it before the sun sets. You can't do it. Again, I'm not saying you have to say it that way, but this is a second shot in the Rambam. Fine, two shot. Now, Rabosai, the Ramban is clear. And the Ru'uchem Shemesh refers to Shmon Esrei. Shmon Esrei should be done as the sun is rising. So what they do on a typical day, they take Krishna, they aim to get it just right, they miss it most of the time, and therefore what would happen? They would not just miss the Tefillah. If enough in the Ramban, we said it three, so three times. Okay? At the beginning of the Sefer Brachos. That's the Ramban. Good. Good. The Ramban gives an impression, no, it's Allah and Krishna. Krishna ideally should be read with Netzach Hama, means a little bit before Netzach Hama. He left that Mashiach completely. Zman al-Khatkhila in Netzach Hama, but the other from Alosa Shacha all the way into 3 hours. No difference before, no difference after. I told you the shot of the Rashba and the Rosh and the Rambam against Rabbi Yehuda and the Ramban and the Alpha Lubavitcher Rebbe. But like the Shulchan Aruch, I don't want to repeat the whole thing again. There's no heeder to read it before sunrise at all. Okay? Fine. What's Netzach Hama? A mitzvah min ha-muvchor. Right? I told you that's why the Rambam left out the whole sugya in Naflamim, which is Adif, because the Gemara in Naflamim was working with an assumption that you this Mishiyak is the earliest time. Rambam said Pasna is not that way. Pasna got Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shimba Yochoi against the Mishnah. Fine. But now, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, open up to Simon and Ches, Sif Aleph, he does mention Mishiyak against the Rambam. You all know that. You've seen it many times. Man Kirishma, Mishiyiris Kavera, Rabbi Lifel Dalaranis, Yad Mishiyah. Fine. Why? 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 I told you already before that he doesn't hold for the idea of Rov and Miut. You don't know for Rov and Miut, because that's why he's Lechat Chila, all the way until 9 o'clock. So why can't you say Shema Lechat Chila from the time that is Alos and Shachar to Mishiyah? As the Rambam says. The answer is the second shot of the Ramban. Mitzvah tzitzis, or mitzvah tefillin. We pass on the halacha, if you recall, that tefillin, tefillin mishiyaki. And if you look at Hilchos tzitzis, also there's a concept of mishiyaki. That's where the Ramban got it from. Ramban says there's an issue of mishiyaki, mitchelis talova. That's why, the second reason why we should say, Krishma in the morning. There are two reasons. Either Kima Sarov, which is his main thesis, or Tzitzis. Okay? Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Yud Ches, Lala Lavzman Tzitzis, fine. So when do you make a bracha on tzitzis? Mishayakla min cheles v'alu lovin shabba. The Rabbi Menuchas tzitzis got it from the sugin brachas on daf tes. Mishayakla min cheles v'alovin. That's the time when you make a bracha on tzitzis too. It's not just on creation. Said the Ramah, Allah Shachar, Yeshem the Mavarach, Allah the Chaynoagin, because it never says Beferish Shas that the earliest time for tzitzis is Mishayakla Mikhelis Allah. That's an assumption that the Ramban suggests. So the Ramah passes against the Ramban. Fine. So that's an interesting question, why you can't say Shema before Mishayakla, and the Ramachaba passes you can't, Lechatchila. Not because it's a Kimas Arol, he doesn't hold the Kimas Arol, but it's a tzitzis factor. Very nice. Very nice. Rabban suggests that based on the Rishami. Rishami didn't befinish. All we can say, is the distinction between Yom and Laila. In other words, we say Shema Lechatchila till 9 o'clock, because it's even though it's me coming, but it's Yom Vayom. Yom Vayom. Right? But, we... After Netzach Chamas Lechatchila, it's a Yom Gomer. For Mashiach, it's not a Yom Gomer, perhaps. My last point, because we only have 3 minutes, is the Bir Halacha. The Lomar et Mitzvah and Amufkar, Da, has here in Likros to Vasikin, Mut al Likros al Spal of Yechidi, Emen and Minyan, to the Chazan Ishtel, Gavin by Ebbi Yechidis, Vasikin. Ugdolim is a Muchach, the Mishnah Barachas Chavez, Yorah Litlo, Ayin Shom, Tafilim Eno Tfilin, the Ace, I can't have the Tfilin in the Mikvah. Gam came, Afilachi Zerah the Cross of his Mana, Son of Lanates, Umishnizu Ari Vasikin, Kidamaskin and Bigelor Hashem. So he says, not only is Saint Krishma Vasikin, Doche to the Vitzibur, it's even Doche the Din of Krishma. Without tefillin, you have to wear with tefillin. Which is more important than which? Presumably referring to it, you have to say it. The Mishnah Berurah, Siman Samach Vav, Sif Katan Mem, discusses that question. What's more important? Sarah Ian, Mishael tefillin, Mishael tefillin is spalim. Im Tov Yosef, she's spalim at Tzibur, Afshu Bili tefillin, but Hakak, she's view at tefillin the other, Yakai Mitzvah, at tefillin the back. Or Mutu, she's Akat, Akat tefillin at Tzibur, the lishol tefillin mechavera to yikra krishma yispal the tefillin. Good question, huh? Puzzles on the Avraham. The mudlav she is akim after a tefillin b'tibur. The yishol tefillin is yikra krishma yispal the tefillin. I'm not sure if you can chul that off. It used to be the MTA guys. Who went to MTA here? Can't you come? You still have a minion for the whole MTA together? No. You still have a shakas MTA together? Big nice matter. She used to with a lamp one. And the guy would come late. The bus would be late. The disaster. Because you'd say, I'm not going to die until I got my tefillin. Right? Or a guy forgot his tefillin. All kinds of situations. I told the principal then, don't pass it against the Mishnah Berurah. Against the Mishnah Berurah. More important than the Tzibur, even without tefillin. Because what's the reason why Krishna had tefillin? He made the Eidus Shekhar B'Yatzvah. So the Meiri said, you know, if there's a reason why that day don't get tefillin, it's not so bad. I told the principal of MTA, they should all daven the Tzibur, even if they don't have tefillin. They forgot it, or what else, whatever it would happen to be, and then they should say Shema with this phone as soon as they get it finished. So that might actually pass that just Mishnah Berurah. Even if we did, it's still possible to say, what I want to say is that Tefillah B'Tzibur is more important than the Sefer. But I'm out of time, so maybe tomorrow we'll start with that a little bit before we start the new Yom. Thank you for joining. I'm also saying thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining. We have to hurry up to get to this barbecue supper. 7:25.